One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Giving Thanks.
I want to share briefly with you from a few scriptures here, beginning with St. Luke's Gospel, a popular story. Hallelujah. Every day is for us a day of thanksgiving. Is that right? Every day. We give thanks every day. And the Bible says to give thanks for all things. We give thanks to God for all things. But also, it is necessary to appoint a day formally, as the Bible teaches, to do such a thing. For example, we pray every day on our own, but we do have such things as prayer meetings, special days we come together to pray. We fellowship every day, but we have two major days we come here, on a Wednesday and then on a Sunday. Is that right? But we can have fellowship any day. We don't have to be in a church building to do that. Jesus didn't build houses and tell people to stay inside them to praise him. But we do have them. Hallelujah. We can do it in our own homes. But we have special places that we go to and worship God. So if anybody's wondering why must we have a special day for Thanksgiving, ask yourself the same question. Why must we have a special place for worship? Why must we have any special day in the week to come together? We do come together like that. We give offerings to God anytime. And yet, Paul said, on the first day of the week, you can lay it aside so that when I come, I don't have to go around from house to house. You see that? So, it's right to do this. Praise God. So Luke's Gospel, I want to read to you from chapter 17, beginning with the 12th verse. 12th verse. And as he entered into a certain village, they met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now this story is popular, but I want you to observe something that we're going to see here. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Now that was a miracle, because they were suddenly cleansed as they turned to go to the priest. They actually acted on his word, because no leper was to see a priest until he was cleansed. And it was the priest that would certify him cleansed. And that's why Jesus said, go and show yourselves to the priest. In other words, see, he was actually saying to them, you're cleansed. Praise God. Go to the priest and show yourself to him. And they turned to go. They should have said, we cannot go there because we are not cleansed yet. But they turned to go. They acted on his word. And suddenly, they received a miracle. Thank God for that. Amen. So verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. Now notice, they were cleansed. They were cleansed of the leprosy. They were healed of the leprosy. The leprosy left them. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice glorified God. He turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. with a loud voice. How many people glorify God today with a loud voice? Hallelujah. With a loud voice, he glorified God. I mean, he was shouting. Hallelujah. And fell down on his face at his feet, at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God except this stranger. See, he was a Samaritan, not a Jew. What happened to the other 9? And he said unto him, watch this, the man was cleansed along with the other 9. All 10 of them were cleansed. All 10 of them were healed. And only this one came back to give God glory. Only this one came back to Jesus, give him thanks. Verse 19, and he, Jesus, said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, this was another miracle. Hello? This was another miracle, because now he was whole, which means all that he had lost was restored to him. Like a man who was blind said to Jesus, Master, I want to receive my sight. Jesus said to him, your faith has made you whole. That's beyond healing. Whether Jesus said, take up your bed and go home, or he said, go and show yourselves to the priest, or he said, your faith that made you whole, it was the pronouncement of a miracle. Now, he said to this man, thy faith had made thee whole. The man got what the other 9 didn't get. The 9 of them were cleansed, but the scars remained. The lost fingers were still gone, but there was no more leprosy. You know, with leprosy, they lose their fingers. Sometimes the ears get cut, the toes are gone. But now these 9 are cleansed. No more leprosy. But what about the cut fingers? What about the cut toes? They didn't know there was something more than that. God is a big God. He can blow your mind. He can do far abundantly above what you can think or expect. So, this one man was made whole because he came back to give him thanks. This is very important. There's another story here, same book, but this time chapter 7. Rush there quickly. Chapter 7. And I'm reading from verse 36. And I'm going to read pretty fast, so I'd like you to follow quickly. 36 in chapter 7, St. Luke's Gospel. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. A Pharisee came to Jesus, invited Jesus for dinner. Is that all right? And Jesus went to his home to eat with him. Okay? And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. Very costly perfume. And stood at his feet, behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had invited Jesus, saw it, he spake within himself, he said, this man, talking about Jesus, he said, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And really, the Bible tells us in verse 37 that the woman was a sinner. He says, behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner. So she was actually a sinner. And the Pharisee knew how to be a sinner. Now, don't you dare guess what kind of a sinner she was, because the Bible didn't mention what kind of a sinner she was. She was a sinner, period. Praise God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Djibouti, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Djibouti.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.